Welcome to the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. And joining us now, we have Newton Head Boys Wrestling Coach RJ Brown. And Coach Brown, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about season coming up. What's the makeup of the team look like? I looked last year, it looks like you had a whole bunch of sophomores and freshmen that probably got some pretty good experience.
Yeah. You know, we only lost three seniors out of our starting lineup last year. One of them was a state qualifier, so we returned two of our state qualifiers, but most of them are going to be sophomores and juniors now. So a lot of those guys that were one match away from going to state last year, we bring a lot of those guys back.
So expecting some good things out of them. How do you feel the program has grown since you've been at the helm? What, 2021, I believe, is when you took over, 2022?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we are just starting to do a lot of the right things, getting extra workouts in, buying into the new culture and stuff like that. But really, we've got a lot more experience. You know, the sophomore class came in last year with a lot of experience that we've kind of been missing for a little while. So it kind of shows that our development is starting to catch up here. It's going to be exciting.
What was the hardest thing when you stepped into this position? Was it changing a culture? I heard you mention culture there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when I first got here, talent was kind of hard to find. A lot of hard workers, but just not experienced in the sport of wrestling. Then last year, in my second year, we got some more experienced kids that also work hard. So that's kind of why we had a big jump in the shift in the culture. We've got kids buying in. They saw where they started and where they ended the year. A lot of those kids were kind of a surprising place at district. You know, didn't think that they would get that far. And by the end of the year, you know, they believed in it and they really shocked a lot of people.
Got a lot of confidence, I'm sure, going in for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of that confidence comes from their off-season work. They've really put in a lot of time. Our off-season, we've had the best participation and turnouts that we've had in at least my 5 years of being here in Newton, even as an assistant. This is the most we've had participation-wise in the off-season. We've got a lot of kids that love the sport of wrestling, a lot of kids that wrestling is their main sport, and we've kind of missed that for a little while too. So the experience and the off-season work that they've done definitely gives me a lot of confidence in them.
Who are some of the wrestlers you have that you expect big things out of this year?
So our 106-pounder, Kent Montgomery, he won a few matches at state last year. Right now they've got him preseason ranked third, so that's kind of cool. So big things from him, hopefully. Lane Rosendahl, they've got him preseason ranked 12th, so he's someone we look forward to. Nick Milburn at our upper weights, he was a third team all freshman in the state last year at 215. So as a freshman in those big weights, really challenging, and he did really well, stepped into the lineup when we weren't thinking he was going to get in there and wrestled his tail off. So looking for big things from him. Caden Rogers is another state qualifier returner that we've got. He'll be at the same weight class. He went to basic training this summer, so he's got a good mindset and kind of worked on the things that we needed him to work on. So that's just kind of a few just to think of.
For them, is it basically just kind of refining the techniques that you're looking for them to do this year?
Yeah, I mean, some of them it was to get bigger and stronger. Some of them it was to just get more mat experience. And it's not just those guys that I mentioned. I mean, all of them are the same way. We've got a lot of solid guys that could really make noise this year. And they've really put in a lot of work to get the experience. Wrestling is just such a complex sport that you really need experience. And so getting them that experience, going down to Central College once a week and getting them freestyle experience, going to camp this summer, you know, all the things, they did those things right. They lifted all the things that we asked them to in the off season.
As you as a coach, I'm sure you probably picked up a few things over the years too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I went to those Central College camp or practices as well and got to learn from their brand new head coach down there. And, you know, going to camps and stuff, I'm always bringing my notebook and writing down notes and taking video and trying to learn. I'm always watching wrestling. You know, I just, when I stay up late, I watch wrestling and that's what I do. I kind of live, breathe, and eat wrestling, especially during the winter.
Immerse yourself in the sport, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I just enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good. First match?
have a home or an away duel at Indianola.
Okay.
Yep.
And then for the one at home, bringing in a lot of good opponents.
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty small tournament. I think there's 7 or 8 teams, but a lot of talent and hard teams to wrestle. Mount Vernon is always top 5 in 2A there at our tournament. Ballard's a top 10 2A team. Grinnell always brings some tough dudes. I think Norwalk is sending a squad over. So yeah, I mean there's a lot of good kids, not many teams there, but definitely a good first challenge for us to learn, especially after that duel against Indianola. It's kind of nice to get tough competition to start the year, see where we need to adjust some of our training and fix some things, and we can actually learn from the guys we wrestle too. When things don't go well, or maybe things did go well against good guys, we definitely learn a lot within those first few weeks.
Okay. Do you have anybody helping you out coaching these athletes?
Yeah, I've got a large crew of coaches. I've got Joey Wright as one of my assistants. Bryce Skaggs, he was a 3-time place winner. He wrestled at Grandview in college.
Wow.
Bill Peters, our former principal, is helping me out. He's got a resume that could go on forever.
Yeah, I know Bill.
Yep. Ed Ergenbright, same thing, long resume. Newton guy, too. He's helping out. Jeff Richardson helps with our big guys. And then we added Josh Foster this year. He works with our little guys. He's a military guy, so he brings a lot of good discipline for us, too. And then we added Daryl Dotson, who's over at the middle school. He's actually coaching middle school right now, and then he's going to come up and help us. And his resume also is crazy long. He was the Team Iowa Greco-Roman coach for many years.
Wow.
And at Bondurant and Roosevelt, and
yeah,
so I mean we've got a coaching staff that is just
very
experienced,
yeah.
and bring a lot of wisdom to our kids and to me too.
Yeah, well, athletes obviously in very good hands, and look forward to following them this year, and thanks for the time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that's been Newton Head Wrestling Coach RJ Brown joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.